The Butcher Men by Brett Fetzer. When Angelina's mother left that morning to work at the laundromat, she warned her little Angelina, "Let no one in our little home but me, dear child. No one else but me." And Angelina locked the door behind her mother and put the key in a drawer for safekeeping. Then Angelina sat on the floor with her crayons and drew pictures on pieces of paper her mother had given her, which was a proper thing for her to do. But before too long, there were footsteps outside the door. And a voice called out, "Key! Key! Come and let us come in!" All at once the drawer flew open and the key came tumbling out and went end over end across the floor. But Angelina was quick and caught the key and tied it to the radiator. Flop and bang as it might, the key couldn't escape and called out, "I'm caught! I'm caught! And the door is still closed!" Then another voice came from outside the door and said, "Shoes! Shoes! Come and let us come in!" And wouldn't you know it, Angelina's own shoe slipped off her feet and began running to the door. But Angelina was quick in her stocking feet and caught the shoes and pounded nails into the soles of them. Wriggle and strain as they might, the shoes couldn't move, and called out, "We're caught! We're caught! And the door is still closed!" Then a third voice came from outside the door, "Skirts! Skirts! Come and let us come in!" And Angelina's own skirts flipped over her head and tossed her over twice before they twisted free and flew to the door. Poor Angelina was still setting herself right side up when the skirts had untied the key and twisted the knob, and the door came open, and three men came in. Each wore a clean white butcher's smock, and in no time at all they chopped Angelina into pieces and carried her away, wrapped in brown paper, as butchers will do. When Angelina's mother came home and found the key and the shoes and the skirts and no Angelina at all, she did nothing but cry for a while. But when that while was up, she took up a shovel and went into the backyard where no one knew it. But there Angelina's father lay in the ground, and Angelina's mother stuck in her shovel and shoveled up dirt until she laid bare the very box her husband was buried in. And when she opened the lid, there he lay, worm-ridden and moldering. But when she told him about the key and the shoes and the skirts, he did nothing but cry for a while, and all the worms inside him cried too, and don't you believe them if anyone tells you they didn't. But when that while was up, Angelina's father said, "Lift me out of the ground, O darling wife, and take me to these butchers, and offer them my flesh in place of Angelina's." So Angelina's mother did just that. She lifted Angelina's father out of the box and wrapped him up in brown paper just like a butcher would do, and she laid him on the back of her bicycle that she rode to and from the laundromat. And she went riding through the town, to and fro, ringing her bell and calling out that she had fine fresh meat for any butcher who wanted it. And one butcher came out, and good smell right away that this was no fresh meat that Angelina's mother had to offer. And lucky Angelina's parents were that this butcher was not one of Angelina's butchers, or all their hope would have come to nothing. So Angelina's mother stopped her bicycle at the laundromat, and she washed Angelina's father in bleach and lemon juice, and then she stopped by a grocer's shop and brought parsley, and who knows why, but that stopped the smell well enough. So she rode through the town, to and fro once again, ringing her bell, and calling out that she had fine fresh meat for any butcher who wanted it. And another butcher came out and took one look at that brown paper package and turned away, for he saw that the brown paper was clean and had no red stains. So this was no fresh meat that Angelina's mother had to offer. And lucky Angelina's parents were that this butcher was not one of Angelina's butchers, or all their hope would have come to nothing. So Angelina's mother stopped her bicycle in the alley nearby, and there was a dog. And she told that dog about the key and the shoes and the skirts, and the dog did nothing but cry for a while. And while the dog was crying, Angelina's mother grabbed it by the scruff and cut its throat and let the blood drip down on the brown paper package. Now she might have asked the dog first, and it might have said yes, for dogs have soft hearts, and this one was crying already. But it might have said no. And besides, this wasn't her dog, and truly, who loves any dog but their own? So again she rode through the town, to and fro, ringing her bell, and calling out that she had fine fresh meat for any butcher who wanted it. And this time three butchers came out to look at the brown paper package, and Angelina's mother took one look at them, and could see in the shape of their lips that this one had spoken to the key, and that one had spoken to the shoes, and this one had spoken to the skirts, and so altogether they must have taken her little Angelina, and now their white smocks just weren't so clean. These three men looked at the brown paper package and smelled nothing they shouldn't and saw the red stains of fresh blood and the great size of the package itself and thought to themselves, folk would pay a pretty penny for such a fine side of meat. and they asked Angelina's mother, just what would she want for this brown paper package? I want a head of blonde hair, as little girls might have, said Angelina's mother. The three butchermen smiled among themselves and said, sure, and we might have such a head. And is that all you want for this brown paper package? I want a pair of small hands, as little girls might have, said Angelina's mother. The three butchermen smiled among themselves and said, sure, and we might have such a pair of hands. And is that all you want for this brown paper package? I want a pair of small feet, as little girls might have, said Angelina's mother. The three butchermen smiled among themselves and said, sure, and we might have such a pair of feet. And is that all you want for this brown paper package? And Angelina's mother said, the hair, the hands, the feet, and everything in between. And that is all I want for this brown paper package. The three butchermen smiled among themselves, and all three went into their shop and came back out with such an assortment of small brown paper packages you wouldn't think a little girl could have so many parts. And it was all Angelina's mother could do to keep from doing nothing but cry for a while, but she did. And the three butchermen didn't see that her eyes saw something more than theirs did. They took the great brown paper package off the back of her bicycle and were happy with the bargain they had struck, and they laughed among themselves as Angelina's mother pedaled her bicycle away. Angelina's mother took all of Angelina's parts and put them back together again and laid them in the box that her dear husband had laid in just the night before. And in the morning after, she opened that box, and Angelina still lay all in parts. And the morning after that, she opened the box, and Angelina still lay all in parts. And the morning after that, she opened the box, and her own dear Angelina hopped out altogether and almost the same as ever she'd been before, but not quite, as who could be the same after what had happened, but close enough for them both to be happy that things were as close as they were. And all the town told the tale for many weeks and months and years after of the three butchermen who were found in their shop all eaten by worms. And that is the story I've just told. And don't you believe them if anyone tells you it isn't. The end.